CBS On News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will soon take executive action cracking down on the number of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is preparing to sign off on an executive order that would shut down entries to the U.S.-Mexico border once the number of daily encounters hits 2,500. The impact could be immediate, since daily figures of migrants seeking asylum are already higher than that level. Mayors from border cities have been invited to the White House for an unveiling of the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they've informed the families of four hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th that the men are no longer alive. Three of them were older men who were used in a Hamas video.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas. We assess that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas.
The three men, Amiram Cooper, Yoram Metzger, and Haim Perry, were all age 80 or older. They appeared in a video in December released by Hamas under the title, Don't Let Us Grow Old Here. Pacific Power, part of Pacific Corp, says it has agreed to a nearly $180 million settlement with over 400 Oregon plaintiffs. It's the latest multi-million dollar payout related to the deadly 2020 wildfires that ravaged the state. The utility says it has settled nearly 1,500 claims stemming from the Labor Day 2020 wildfires, which killed 9 people and destroyed thousands of homes. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 115 points. This is SRN News. More Americans support in vitro fertilization.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities say someone fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One bullet struck the Young Israel of Montreal synagogue last week. The week before, several rounds hit a Jewish girls' school in Toronto. No one was injured in either attack. Elsewhere in Canada, the Vancouver Comic Arts Festival banned a Jewish artist. This is SRN News. The U.S. tries to sell Israeli officials on its latest peace proposal in Israel's war against Hamas. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has resumed pitching the latest proposals for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, apparently believing he would gain support from Israel's war cabinet by working around Prime Minister Netanyahu. After speaking to the remaining two leaders, Benny Gantz and Yoav Gallant, he learned the Israelis remain steadfast in popular agreement that there will be no ceasefire beyond that needed to repatriate hostages still held by the Iranian terrorist group. In the north, meanwhile, the terror group Hezbollah has stepped up its rocket fire into Israel, increasing the range and lethalness of its rockets. Lebanese rockets have triggered thousands of acres of fire on the Golan Heights. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.